Random House Audio presents The Amber Room by Steve Berry. Read for you by Scott Brick. For whatever cause a country is ravaged, we ought to spare those edifices which do honor to human society and do not contribute to increase an enemy's strength, such as temples, tombs, public buildings, and all works of remarkable beauty. It is declaring oneself to be an enemy of mankind, thus wantonly to deprive them of these wonders of art. Emmerich de Fatal, The Law of Nations, 1758. I have studied in detail the state of the historic monuments in Peterhof, Tsarskoye Selo, and Pavlovsk, and in all three towns I have witnessed monstrous outrages against the integrity of these monuments. Moreover, the damage caused, a full inventory of which would be extremely difficult to give because it is so extensive, bears the marks of premeditation. Testimony of Josef Orbeli, director of the Hermitage, before the Nuremberg Tribunal, February 22, 1946. Prologue. Mauthausen Concentration Camp, Austria. April 10, 1945. The prisoners called him Ears because he was the only Russian in Hut 8 who understood German. Nobody ever used his given name, Karl Boria. Ucho, Ears, had been his label from the first day he entered the camp over a year ago. It was a tag he regarded with pride, a responsibility he took to heart. "What do you hear?" one of the prisoners whispered to him through the dark.